strike zone is for immediate loading and unloading.
You know, it didn't used to be inexpensive to fly. It used to be really expensive, and flying, at least for poor schlubs like us, was so expensive that people wore their Sunday best to do so. Then airline deregulation happens, and a strange thing started happening. It started to get more expensive to get and return from the airport than it actually costs to get and return from the West Coast on a multi-million dollar aircraft. Then you got Uber and Lyft. The rideshare services came along, disrupted the taxi industry. But it looks like Phoenix's airport, Sky Harbor, wants to return to the good old days of making it more expensive, maybe to drive to and from the airport, at least get there, than it is to actually fly. And joining us this morning is City Councilman Sal DeCiccio, who will be helping to make this final decision on whether or not they add $5 for an Uber and Lyft drop-off and pickup. Why this now? Why, Sal?
It's just a money grab, Jim. You're going to see more and more of this in the next few years. I think losing that transit vote with the, you know, where the people want to spend money on transit, the election for the pension reform failed. I think the politicians at City Hall see this as a green light to be raising taxes across the board.
I'm assuming you don't support this, do you, Sal?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. It's just another tax. It's just, you know, it's government. When it finds a profitable industry, it finds a way to tax it. When it finds something that's working, remember, these are working class men and women that are out there that are now going to end up having to pay this additional tax. And if it's not just them, it's going to be the passengers.
Right.
It just makes it a lot harder and more difficult for people.
Yeah, I know a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers don't really make much on these trips. So if they're going to have to absorb the costs, that's going to be devastating for them. And I think that the Uber and Lyft are going to have to, you know, pass along to the consumer, just as you were saying. I did see that it was suggested that they could be given the option to use remote locations for drop-offs and pickups. Would that mean that people would have to be rolling their rolling suitcase down like 44th Street or the 143 in order to get to the airport?
Exactly. They always put up nonsense arguments and things right. like that, saying, hey, look, if you're willing to do this off the airport. Look, the bottom line is this. The city of Phoenix is getting into a point where it's taxing everything. And it's taxing everything, and it's becoming very difficult for the common man and woman to make it anymore. You just can't do it. This tax on the Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and the passengers, because they're going to end up sharing it across the board,
right.
or the passengers are going to end up paying for it. Who knows? You know, that's going to be up to each company to make that decision. But what ends up happening is it just makes it more difficult for people to do what they normally do. And I feel bad for the public. I really do. Most people don't even know. I'm glad you're doing this, Jim.
Yeah.
There's only one other news organization, just one other, that's actually been talking about this. And
yeah.
this is huge.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. That's why I'm bringing it up. So real quickly, you're against this. I can think of at least one other person on the council that's going to be against this. But will this end up passing when it gets in front of you guys a week after this, right?
Well, it's going to pass, clearly. And the reason it's going to pass is, well, unless the public does this mass uprising like they did on the marijuana tax, this thing is going to pass overwhelmingly. And very few people are going to even know it's happening until they start paying the bill.